Okay, Navigators, we are back with a quick but fun episode tonight where we're again diving into one of our favorite tools on the AI Marketing Navigator, and that is the 11 Labs sound effects feature. Okay, sample one here for our generation. Here we go. Yeah, that's already better. That's kind of what I had in mind. Oh, sample four is awful. Sample one for sure. Let's go back to 11 Labs and let's quickly generate a camera shutter sound. Let's listen to these. Yeah, I think the first one is probably good. Let's back it up just a little bit and see what that sounds like. Again, it sees your screen, hears your audio, feeds you answers in real time. Well, that actually works out pretty good.
Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator, where we simplify AI marketing to keep you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by Digital Pop, delivering AI marketing automation so your small business thrives. Here's your host, Alex Carlson.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, we are back with a quick but fun episode tonight where we're again diving into one of our favorite tools on the AI Marketing Navigator, and that is 11 Labs, one of the relatively new features in their playground of features that we have not tested out before and that we probably should have been using by now, and that is the sound effects feature. We've been creating hundreds of podcast episodes, and this feature is highly usable in a podcast use case. And there are a couple different ways you can utilize these sound effects. I'm going to talk about both of them here tonight. One of them is brand new. The other is the traditional sound effects experience in the 11 Labs app. So first, let's check out that traditional sound effects experience. You're looking at the 11 Labs home interface right now. If you're watching along on video, we have been here multiple times before on this show for many episodes. And where we're going to go is either on the left-hand side here, you can see sound effects in their playground set of features. They also call it out here in the general workspace. And once again, in the top here, they say you can add sound effects to your studio projects, which is kind of their project builder, the studio there. So if we were to click on sound effects here, we get this really cool, really fun animated wheel that I really like. You can scroll through it and it's got this cool, not only sound effect that you're hearing right now, which is appropriate, the sound effect for the wheel, but this really fun kind of wiggly animation. So check that out if you have a chance. If you're not watching along the video, at least check out the link in the show notes for some fun design. But you can select any of these, and these are basically the default sounds that you can use. We have things like video game power up, we have brassy tuba staccato, we have a car whizzing by. So it kind of gives you the idea of the types of sound effects that are pretty basic that you can do and that you would usually use. You can literally generate your own sound effects though, basically a text or prompt to sound effect feature, which is really fun and we're definitely gonna try out as well. Of course, the use case here is being for any of you content marketers or content creators out there who are creating video or audio content in which these sound effects might be applicable or useful. What I think we're gonna do is just take a few minutes of a clip or a transcript from a previous episode that we have done, and we'll throw that into Claude or ChatGPT, I think Claude, and have it suggest some sound effects to add throughout that clip. We'll try and have them be somewhat challenging so we can test the generative nature of these sound effects as well, because I'd like to try and kind of create something outside of the templates that they have. I should mention those very quickly here. You're seeing now the Explore tab in the sound effects, and you have all of these different categories to choose from. Animals, bass, booms, brass, cymbals, devices, fantasy, impacts, industrial. I find it hard to imagine that you wouldn't be able to find something you could apply to your recordings or to your content that you would need to generate, but of course we're going to test out the generation feature as well. And I'm sure eventually you'd run into something that you couldn't quite match up with their defaults and you just had to tweak a little bit with a prompt. But before we do that, let's check out the second way you can interact or create these sound effects, and that is the brand new soundboard. And before we actually dive into it, you can see here on the screen now the announcement from 11 Labs. Check out the video here. I'll link to this thread on X that they share where they talk about all the details. But I'll read one for you here that they posted as a reply. It says, the SB1 opens up new creative possibilities for live streamers, podcasters, and performers. It's available for the public to play with today. Saving and sharing presets requires a free 11 Labs account. But basically, what you're seeing here on the screen is a little digital or a little web interface-based soundboard. For anybody who hasn't created content or is not familiar with audio, it's basically just clickable buttons that can generate all of these sound effects in a really convenient little interface. And there's lots of hardware out there that mimics this, but this is obviously a digital version. But most importantly, you can completely customize this soundboard. They obviously have some defaults, some preset defaults like ambient, drums. There's a drum kit, movie, TV, animals, and you're seeing here on screen, we're switching through all these. For ambient, you have things like light rain or wind, birds, white noise, movie and TV, you have explosions and gunshots and gasps and all of that things. But you can also add your own custom presets. And each of these presets that I've started to add here, you can see has several empty sound effects. And this is where we get into, again, that generative feature where you can create your own sound effects. Now, if you create an account, you should be able to pull sound effects from other soundboards that other people have created, as well as upload sound effects from your account, as I understand it. We're going to check that out here in a second as well. But this is their little soundboard feature. Again, just a really cool, fun, convenient way, especially if you're creating on the fly or you're creating and you need these sound effects handy to use quickly. This is the way to do that. Basically an extension, a really nice extension of their existing sound effects feature. Okay, so now what I have gone ahead and done is feed our transcript of one of our most popular episodes, the episode we did on Cluely, which is essentially a tool that allows you to cheat in video calls or digital interactions and potentially sales calls or stuff like that. Check out that episode for sure, linked in the show notes. But we asked Claude to identify a few areas in that transcript, fed it the transcript, find some areas that would be great for testing out some sound effects or adding some sound effects. If you are watching along right now, you can see on the screen exactly what it's done. And this is exactly why AI is just such a helpful tool, guys. This has done in minutes, less really, what would have taken me hours, at the very least a couple of hours, to find all of these sections, listen to it, determine what sound effects I wanted to use. But Claude here has done all the work for me in minutes. And I think a great section that it pulled out to demonstrate would be this little section about the manifesto for Cluely here. So what we'll do is I'm just going to grab this manifesto, and actually you're seeing below it the sound effects that I've had Claude suggest. I've asked it to suggest exactly where we should place them. So we're going to find this area of this transcript in the episode here. You're now seeing our Descript interface. We'll just go in and we'll find Cluely. We'll just do this together on the fly here in our episode. Cluely, and let's go find our transcript. So what I think I'm going to do is just find that section of our transcript here, and I will copy and paste that. I'll create a new composition. And I guess you're getting a little de facto Descript demo here. If you've never seen Descript or what that looks like, that's what you're seeing right now. But I found our section where we want to add our sound effects. What I'm going to do is just copy and paste this little section here, grab that, put it into a new composition, and we'll call this one episode 336, sound effects demo. And we'll just copy and paste that into a new composition here. And now we have our little working file or our working project that we can add our sound effects to once we get those. So we'll hop back over into Claude, and we will see which sound effects we want to add. So there's a few of them here. It's actually suggesting several. In the interest of time, I think I'll just select maybe three here that we can throw in to our little section. Probably four or five once we start having some fun with it. Let's do these two because it looks like they're back to back. It says it sees your screen, add a camera shutter sound, and at it hears your audio feeds, insert microphone activation beep or some sort of recording beep, I guess we could throw in there. So let's just do that for our demo. Let's use these two sound effects. Let's go in and find a camera shutter sound in the 11 Labs sound effects. I'm quite sure that they'll have that here in their existing library. In fact, we can search their library. Let's just search camera shutter. And sure enough, camera shutter click for capturing a screenshot, which is exactly what we want to do. So let's click use. And so we could actually use this as a prompt to generate a sound, or we could just go ahead and download it. I'm going to go ahead and download this, and we can use this MP3 that we've just downloaded in our project. Now for the activation of a microphone, let's try and generate that one and see what we can do there. Let's go with the sound of a microphone or recording device being activated and tapped. You know where they kind of tap that microphone when they're testing it out? I wonder if we could get that in there. Let's just see what that sounds like. We're going to do auto again, and let's do prompt influence to like 40%. And let's generate and see what comes out at that. Okay, and here we're seeing some past generations that we did almost a year ago now when we first got into 11 Labs and started messing around with sound effects. So in here we have the sound of a microphone or recording device being activated and tapped. And we have sample 1, sample 2, sample 3, or 4. So let's go ahead and give these a listen. Here's sample 1. Not bad, not bad. Not quite what I had in mind, but it could work for what we're going for. So that's sample 2, sample 3. Sample 3. Not too bad. I don't know if it'll convey exactly what we wanted to with our sound effect there. And then here's sample 4. I think sample 3 would probably be the best out of those, but I have to say I am impressed with the prompt adherence and just the general generation of the sound effect. Let's go back and search in their library to see what pops up if we go with microphone or something like that. No results found for microphone. How about feedback? Maybe if we did some microphone feedback for that sound effect. No feedback. Okay, so this is a good one that we can generate. So let's generate the sound. Oh, again, my typing skills are on display here. The sound of microphone feedback. And we'll leave the prompt adherence there and we'll leave it at auto. And we have our generation. So I'm impressed at the speed of these. These are really just a matter of a couple seconds with these generations. Okay, let's see what our feedback sounds like here. Okay, sounded like a cricket there at the beginning. Here's sample 2. Sample 3. And that was sample 4. I think sample 3 would probably be the best. Let's shorten it a little bit to like a second or something like that. And let's bring the prompt influence down back to 30, the default. And let's see what that generates here. I'm going to see if we can get something a little nicer, a little more obviously microphone feedback for our purposes. Okay, sample 1 here for our generation. And that was a real-time generation for you guys. So again, super fast. Here we go. Yeah, that's already better. That's kind of what I had in mind. Oh, sample 4 is awful. Sample 1 for sure. I'm going to go ahead and download that and use that. So we have our two MP3s here that we're going to throw in and layer on to our Descript project. So let's hop back over into Descript here. I'm going to share that tab again. And again, I think it said right where it says it sees your screen and it hears your audio feeds is where we're going to throw in these sound effects. So first we're going to go over into our project. And I have been using Descript for a few of our episodes now. I don't want to do the exact number, but maybe 40 or 50 episodes in Descript. So I may not be doing these workflows the most efficient way. I'm far from a Descript expert. That's all I wanted to say here before I get into this. So first of all, if you have any pointers or tips on what I'm doing or trying to accomplish in Descript, I'd be happy to listen to those. But if you're curious on how any of this can be done, this is the AI Marketing Navigator workflow or method of using Descript. Okay, that's enough for that disclaimer. In our project here, we're going to add our additional files, our sound effect files. And I'm just going to pull those in really quickly, our two MP3s. Actually, I'm going to rename them if I can. Oh, nope, we got our names in there. That's fine. So I'm going to pull those MP3s in, and we should see those popping up here, and we do indeed. And let's go ahead and add them into our timeline. So it sees your screen. Let's throw that in right here. And we're going to have to mess with the timing a little bit, but let's throw in the camera screenshot right here. We're going to add a new layer right over our transcript. Okay, let's play that and hear what it sounds like just for our first little run here. And I can already tell that the audio file is going to be a little longer than we need it to be. Probably we'll have to trim it and we'll have to do a few things with it. So let's see what this sounds like. Have to think alone again. It sees your screen, hears your audio, feeds you answers in real time while others guess. Okay, so our camera shutter is like a little double shutter right there. I probably should have listened to it before we threw it in here, but I'm actually going to go back and generate one that I like a little bit better. So let's go ahead and delete that. Let's go back to 11 Labs and let's quickly generate a camera shutter sound. The sound of a camera shutter clicking. Okay, we'll generate that and we'll keep it short, just like we did for our microphone feedback. And there we have our samples. Let's listen to these. Yeah, I think I think the first one is probably good. So let's download that. We have the sound of a camera shutter file here. Okay, so let's hop back over into the script now. Let's try adding this one to the same spot. We are going to add our new MP3 or add our MP3 to our project files. Stand by while we do that here. And we're gonna add that now as a new layer in the same spot where it says it sees your screen. So let's make sure we're there. And I'm just gonna guess at the correct one here, the sound of a camera, add a new layer, and let's see how this sounds. Have to think alone again. It sees your screen, hears your audio, feeds you answers. Okay, so we got the right one. It was the camera shutter. Let's bring it over a little bit. So it's right after where it says sees your screen and before we get into audio here. So let's see how this sounds like. And I'm actually gonna bring the volume up on it a little bit. So if we select our layer, hop over here to layer, you can see that it's an audio layer. So we can affect the volume. Let's go like 125% on the volume. So we turn it up a little bit and let's hear what that sounds like. To think alone again. It sees your screen, hears your audio. Okay, I'd like that better. So we have our little screenshot right after our screen. Let's throw in our microphone feedback after the hears your audio. So let's do it right about here. And again, we're gonna go back to our project and we'll do the other sound effect that we generated, the microphone audio, and we're gonna add that as a layer now. And I think that timing is actually pretty good, but let's back it up just a little bit and see what that sounds like. Again, it sees your screen, hears your audio, feeds you answers in real time. Well, yeah, that actually works out pretty good. I'm pretty happy with it. Now, again, this is just two small sound effects that we've thrown in as an example here, but I think you get the point. You've seen now how you can use the 11 Labs text to sound effects generator. You can use Claude, you can use your existing transcript to come up with the sound effect ideas, to get some inspiration at least, to find the areas where sound effects would be appropriate. So just another reason and another great use case to use 11 Labs and to use 11 Labs 4. Okay, so there you have it, guys. Definitely check out 11 Labs for all of the reasons we always mention them. So many amazing features, so many great AI content creation hacks and tools, and check out all of our episodes on 11 Labs. But I am equally impressed with their sound effects now that we have finally done a little bit of a dive into them, and I can't wait to incorporate more sound effects into the soundboard. And I hope to incorporate more sound effects into the show. Again, I would at the very least caution you to not make them sound gimmicky. Again, not an expert here by any means in audio engineering or sound effects, but we're going to try and keep them from sounding too gimmicky or overusing them on the show, and only using them where appropriate. Just my 2 cents worth, and at least the advice that I'm giving to myself. Again, check out 11 Labs, check out 11 Labs sound effects. Let me know what you guys are creating as far as sound effects goes. Share your favorite ones that you've generated. I would love to hear them. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each time we drop an episode. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. Ready to simplify your own marketing automation? Digital Pop helps make it happen so your small business can scale your marketing fast. Learn more at thedigitalpop.com.